Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
No, there are times when the law has to be preached, particularly with people that don't believe in God, don't want to hear God. Well, the law is there to warn you, to teach you, to convict you. I want to read a couple of verses here in Galatians. Galatians 5. It says, For the flesh lusts against the spirit. You know what the flesh is? That's your human nature. Those are your human affections and your human urges. They go against the spirit of God. They live in a different world than the spirit of God. You know, even in the prayer to the Father, our Father who art in heaven, right? He lives in heaven. It's a different place than the earthly realm. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. A distinction between earth and heaven. A distinction between the flesh and the spirit. You can't worship God in the flesh. You got to go outside of the realm of tradition, ritual, hypocrisy, the sense realm, and you have to meet him in the spirit realm, which is by faith, and it's a realm that's out of this world. It's a peace that passes all understanding. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. You know, maybe you want to commit adultery. Oh, no one will catch me. Maybe you want to steal. No one will catch me, and he's got tons of money. Maybe you want to gossip. Oh, they deserve to be gossiped about. Your flesh makes up all kinds of excuses, but I'll read it. So that you cannot do the things that you would. The law is just that. It puts you under the law. But when you get freed by Jesus, you're still under the law. But you're running the show. You're running the show. Other than that, it's the consequence of the law that's running the show. You're saying, oh, as long as I don't get caught, that's my consequence. I won't get caught. No, in God's world, you always get caught. There's always a consequence. And I don't mind telling you, because it's truth, the consequences of sin are death. Yes. Spiritual death. He told the woman that was going to get stoned. Everybody left because everybody got a conviction because Jesus, the Son of God, who is God in the flesh, said, hey, he was out with sin, throw the first stone. Thank goodness they all had convictions. They put the stones down. They left. And Jesus says, I don't condemn you. And why not? Simply because she wasn't dead yet. There's a one time for judgment, one time for death, then the judgment. She wasn't dead yet. It wasn't her time to get judged, thank God. But then Jesus went to say, said, I don't condemn you either, because he has grace and mercy on this side. He has grace and mercy on this side. But when the show's over, when you get flatlined and your spirit goes to the Lord to get judged, the party's over. The party's over. And if you don't have the love of Christ in your heart, if you didn't take it serious, if you thought, oh, well, hey, God will forgive me of everything, and you didn't wash your mind with the word of God, and you didn't have faith, well, according to the Lord, things probably aren't going to pan out that good. And either way, it's eternity. So you figure it out. But what did Jesus say to that woman? Go and sin. Go and sin no more. No, in other words, go, live your life, sin. How many times? None, no more. Go and sin no more. That's what he told her. That's what he told us when we came to know him as our personal savior. He said, Jim, I've rescued you. I pulled you out of the muck, the miry clay. I put your feet on a rock. Go and sin no more. Now, only the Lord knows my heart. Only the Lord knows your heart. I'm sure there's a difference between willful sin and just flat-out ignorance. I'm not God. I don't know. Well, I know what willful sin is for me. It's meditated sin. I know it's sin. I've been convicted of the sin, and yet I still choose to do it. That is a scary, scary place to be in. After you've been convicted, after you've been tempted, and you continue to choose, after the Spirit's told you to run. Whew, scary place to be, gang. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Why? Because the law has consequences, gang. The law has consequences. If the speed limit is 60 and you're doing 80 and you get caught, you're under the law. You get a ticket. But when you're following the Lord Jesus Christ, you're not breaking the laws. You're not breaking them. That's why you're not under them, because you're not breaking them. Now, these are some of the manifestations of the flesh. Adultery. You know what adultery is, even in the flesh? You know what it is. Fornication. Are you messing around with women? Are you involved in homosexuality? On the side? Have you been convicted? You got something going on with a woman in the office? Are you convicted? You better fall on your knees. Turn from your wicked ways. Walk in the opposite direction. Uncleanliness, lasciviousness. You like looking at all them porn magazines? Daydreaming about disgusting things? You know what the Lord said. If you do it in your head, if you do it in your soul, you might as well be doing it. Because the Lord looks at your heart. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, dissensions, selfishness, wrath, strife, heresies. There's a lot of things here. There's a lot of things here, gang. Envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, party animal, drunkenness, revelings. Things haven't changed, guys. They had their Friday nights and Saturday nights 2,000 years ago. Drunkenness is one thing, reveling's another. And I don't believe it just has to come out of a beer bottle. Of course I don't. Anything where you look for an escape. Anything. An escape from this world. People, particularly during these last days, the only way to escape is to live a righteous life. And somehow demonics got involved. And living a righteous life was considered works. How ridiculous and foolish could that be? Yes, we all understand that's why Christ had to come. The blood of Christ was our way of escape. But it doesn't end there. He's given the ultimate price. But are we going to erase the verses where they say, go and sin no more? Come follow me. Put to death the deeds of the flesh. If you wish to be my disciple, pick up your own cross. Gang, it's a walk. It's a daily walk. And yes, you can tie all the ribbons you want on your fingers. You can walk around with Bible verses in front of your face. But truly, truly, since you are the temple of the living God and the Holy Spirit lives in you, when you're walking with the Lord, He will convict you of what's going on. He's the one that will do it. You know, I was sharing this on my YouTube channel that I recently had my three grandchildren over. My daughter-in-law had a baby, and I gave them a break. I said, can't bring them down to Florida. They're 8 years old, 10 years old, and 12 years old. And they wanted to watch some TV. Every now and then, I do fall prey to it. I know the TV could be a babysitter, but you try to watch what you put on it. So they wanted to watch an old-fashioned Western. I put the Western on. All right, it was from like the early 50s, close to John Wayne. But anyway, the first scene, they're all at a bar, and they're all throwing down whiskey. What's that? That's drunkenness. Minutes after, or seconds after that scene, they all get off their bar stools and start shooting one another. That's murder. That's killing one another. The next scene, some women come from a loose woman house next door and try to be nice to the men. For Pete's sake, that's adultery, right? Within 1 minute, I had murder, I had drunkenness, I had adultery. From a 1950 Western, trying to watch with my 8, 10, and 12-year-old grandkids. Holy Spirit said, turn it off. And they said, Grandpa, why? I said, because I'm a Christian, all right? I just witnessed a few things that I don't think the Lord would want me to never mind watch, but never mind do. Plus, we're calling this entertainment. And you know, they at first they rolled their eyes, but after I explained to them to it, gang, we just, the Lord doesn't want us drinking and get drunk. And what did it, what happened because of it? They ended up shooting themselves up, you know, killing one another. And they were married men. And these other women that aren't their wives come over and start talking to them. This is not good. This is not good. And all of a sudden, crazy grandpa made some sense. So then I tell him to put on a fishing show. And we're watching fish get caught, crappie getting caught. And there's two little kids and there's the fisherman. Next thing you know, this hot little blonde shows up with these short shorts. Right? And she's on the fishing boat. And they said, oh, yeah, she's the girlfriend. And that's the two kids. My grandsons are telling me this because they like to watch this fishing show. I said, turn it off. They're living together, all right? They aren't married. It's called sin, right? It's called sin. See, we're living in such a dark time, gang, that even wholesome things, we don't even realize they're taking us to hell. I know there's going to be those of you that are going to roll their eyes, but meditate on the seriousness of what I'm talking about. We're so in darkness, gang. We're so in darkness that we consider stuff wholesome that the Lord said you will not inherit the kingdom of God over. Yes. But see, I got to admit, I'm watching this stuff and I'm getting convicted. And I'm actually having a fight within myself saying, oh, come on. Come on, Jim. And then it hits me. The cross hits me. Jesus Christ hits me. I died for you, Jim. Drunkards won't inherit the kingdom of God. They're all at the bar drinking. I died for you, Jim. All right? The Lord says murderers will not inherit the kingdom of God. They're shooting each other up and killing themselves. Lord, adulterers won't inherit the kingdom of God. The men are messing with foreign women. Right? And the next thing you know, I become a soldier, a radical soldier, and I'm ready to wing that TV out like a frisbee. Just giving you a little example. But this is the law. And once grace comes in, you don't need the law anymore because you truly are in love with the Lord. Gang, the gate is getting narrow. The end is near. I don't know if it's near for the world, but let's face it. It's us, gang. It's us Christians that are salt of the world. It's actually us. And I'm not sounding arrogant. The world is nothing without us. We are the hands, the feet, the eyes, the mouths of Jesus. He does his work through his people. His eyes are going to and fro, looking for who he could use. And he wants to use you. If anything, just be of shining light, because when the Lord is in you, you don't even have to do anything. The demons are going to know when you walk in a barbershop. The demons are going to know when you walk into a school. The demons are going to know when you even are pumping gas or you are at a checkout lane. They know, because you have God living in you, and it's an invisible world, and never forget that. Your prayers are atomic bombs. And you are carrying the master universe in your heart and in your body. Stay firm in your beliefs. Hold fast to what you know. And God bless you and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.